You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. We are all okay. We see what's going on in the news right now, just a few blocks away from our studio. So if you're listening, we hope you're okay, and everything's going on. We'll leave it at that. Corey, what's going on?
Hey, nothing much. Chilling, getting ready for Monday Night Football to close down week number 14, obviously. Was able to hang on to a couple teams this week, so I feel pretty good about that. But, you know, other people out there, they lost their team. Their fantasy football season comes to an end. So it's time to reflect and look back on some of the things. Yesterday, good day of action. People that lost Alvin Kamara, it told you a lot of people were going to be straight. It was guys to be able to step up. I know I had a couple 30 burgers in my lineups yesterday, so feel pretty good that that one player wasn't able to derail the whole thing.
You know, it's so interesting, Matt, because there's so many days where Corey comes out. You know, it was a low scoring day yesterday. It was a low scoring day. Yesterday was not one of those low scoring days.
No, it was not a low scoring day yesterday. There was a lot of fantasy points put up.
Yes.
I mean, that it was not. We saw Kamara get concussed on Thursday night. Once the season's probably done on Sunday afternoon. So, you know, the pendulum is swinging. Zeke coming back week 16, if you can make it that far. The landscape is, you know, ever-changing.
You know what's really crazy, Corey? I spoke about this hour number one with Jared Cook and Bigfoot coming out. He wasn't the only tight end to come out yesterday.
Eric Ebron had the game of his career yesterday. How crazy is 10 for 94? Eric Ebron caught 10 passes yesterday.
That's probably more than he caught all season.
Literally, man.
That's crazy. Eric Ebron caught 10 passes yesterday.
10 for 94.
Golden, and that helps nobody.
Golden Tate had 8 for 85 and a touchdown. Matthew Stafford with the bum head, man. 381 and a touchdown to throw two interceptions. The 381, man, with that bum head.
With a bum head, Matthew Stafford going out there and getting it done. So shout out to everybody who had the courage to roll Matthew Stafford out there with this hand situation. But we know what kind of game of Matthew Stafford is, so he gets it done. But this Eric Ebron thing, I'm when I saw that this morning, I was
crazy.
Floored. I was floored.
And I know you're killing yourself over this one here, Matt. Theo Riddick, 6 for 64 in the passing game, 2 touchdowns on the ground. And as Max actually texted me, he got industried yesterday by starting Tyon Green. I'm like, dude.
I like that term, industry.
He had somebody tweet at me yesterday. He had somebody to answer because I wouldn't answer because I'm playing him. Who would you rather start, Tyon Green or D.D. Westbrook? I'm like, dude, I'm not doing this Tyon Green thing. Start D.D. Westbrook. And he's like, my gut tells me Tyon Green. And he started Tyon Green. 5 carries, 15 yards. Don't be stupid, people.
Yeah, I mean, I had Riddick in my flex the previous week. The only reason I took him out was Hogan was coming back this week. That Tyon Green, you know, kind of. So I went with Rocky Marciano. So he's got to come up big tonight.
Absolutely. Take your calls, 844-843-6879. Roto Experts kicking it off here on a Monday. Give us a call. How you feeling this morning? Let us know. We'll be back right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Back with you here on the Roto Experts, 844 844- 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. The number to join in and enjoy the conversation. And I was just cursing Matt Mozika during the commercial because he encouraged me to make this silly Kareem Hunt for Jordan Howard trade ultimately.
I mean, Jordan Howard had been terrible up till this week, the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it was, in my opinion, it was a good matchup, especially for the fact that the point we were trying to reiterate all week was the Bengals lost a heartbreaking game, pretty much ended their season on Monday night, and a very physical game as well. I mean, that game was violent on many levels, and they just pretty much got blown out.
They laid an egg at home yesterday in what, I know we've said this so many times before, could be the end of Marvin Lewis here.
Oh, it could just
or
be,
could a not new, it could or be. Or it could have earned him a contract extension.
It could be a new beginning.
Maybe he just takes a pay cut.
So who knows what the situation with the dollar store Bengals are, but yesterday they rolled over.
They really rolled over.
They said, listen, let's hurry up and get this one over with so we can get out of here.
Yeah, and Cincinnati, you had Giovanni Bernard. You started him. It worked out because he had 11 carries for 62 yards, but also had 68 in the passing game. Mm-hmm. So that's over 100.
The Gio call was a good call.
The Gio call
Max didn't get industried.
You're going to use that.
I'm
going to
use that.
Yeah. 130 total yards for Gio. He also had 6 receptions. So he really, really came through for you.
Yeah, no, he did. But the point was, guys like Jordan Howard, I mean, he was pretty low. He was like a low end, too, on a lot of people's board. And I'm not the Howard guy. And I was pretty much sticking up from last week.
I am the Jordan Howard guy. He had 147 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns yesterday, and there were times at the goal line they just didn't give him the ball, right? Like, there were these ridiculous plays to Adam Sheehan and Tariq Cohen. And
well, but you did. I mean, look, Cohen had like 2 touchdowns taken off the board, one which he had, and then Howard got it right after that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you look at the past 2 weeks, I mean, he put up, what, 28.5 points in a PPR? The past 2 weeks, 3.9, 4.3.
Yeah.
And look, 3 out of the last 4 weeks, 5.4, 3.9, and 4.3. So, I mean, as much as you're kicking yourself for making that Jordan Howard trade, it wasn't like, you know, he was lighting the world on fire.
No.
Mm-mm. No, certainly not. And yesterday, though, he did. And the Bears snap a 5-game losing streak in Cincinnati, 147 on the ground. And
wait a minute, the Bears have lost 5 straight games. They don't go to Cincinnati much, so that must date back
a couple of years. Not Cincinnati. I'm saying 5 in a row this season they've lost.
Oh, okay.
They snapped a 5-game losing streak here on the year, and Kendall Wright, I've been waiting for this game all year.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting for this game when I drafted you, Kendall Wright. 10 catches for 107 yards.
Out of nowhere.
The truth.
Why?
The truth.
Kendall Wright, why in week 14 when you're not on nobody's radar no more, it was you son of a gun, Kendall Wright. Do you understand it was times week 5, week 6, I was putting you in my lineup and you wasn't doing spit. And you wait till you are an afterthought to catch 10 passes. Screw you.
Well, I mean, Mitchell Trubisky,
sorry,
you know,
Kendall Wright.
As far as the fantasy day goes, I don't think anybody started him except if you're in a 2-quarterback league.
6-quarterback league.
But, you know, he had his day. He got over 20 points in the 4-point. I think in the 6-point passing, he had like 26.5 points. He ran one in. You know, look, it was all Bears all day against the Bungles. And, you know. Look, it's all about next year for both teams.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I want to see who the head coach is going to be
for
out
both
there.
Teams.
Exactly.
Yeah, for both teams. You're right, they were talking about rumors about Fox already.
Yeah, I love how I saw a blurb. John Fox has accepted his faith.
His faith or fate?
His fate. Oh, his boy. Fate,
speaking of...
He was like, that Bengal job might be open, though.
John Fox or Jeff Fisher? I don't know which one's going to get that, but you get it.
Oh, my God.
So you had... Mike Evans, we said, 2 for 29 yesterday. It was a disaster. But A.J. Green wasn't much better. 5 for 64.
No, that wasn't. And then you see Brandon LaFell get the touchdown.
So, fumble by A.J. Green.
Yep. It was not. At least AJ Green did what he had to do on Monday night. I'm not gonna lambaste him today. He was too good for me.
All right, there you go. four. I was watching Reggie.
AJ Green hasn't gone crazy except for like one game so far this season.
I think he has like three games where he's put up the big weeks, but I agree. The consistency hasn't been there.
He's got.
They need to change it up.
They got to fix it.
Before I go back to AJ Green in the first round, I need to see something different. I need to see a new OC. I need to see a new coach. I need some electricity shot into the Cincinnati Bengals.
So I'll say this. AJ Green has only three games this year with at least 80 yards receiving. Just three games all season where he has 80 yards receiving. All of those are over 100 yards significantly. All of those he has scored a touchdown in. Touchdowns have been there on the year. He does have eight, and he has 950 total yards, which is good, but it's been the week-to-week production, which has been annoying. But I will say, in credit to Cincinnati and Andy Dalton, three out of the last 4 weeks, I'll read you the targets. 10 for AJ Green, 10, 8, 17, and 12. They're trying to get him the ball, which we can't say for Mike Evans or Julio Jones.
Yeah, I mean, for A.J. Green, he's got 4 weeks of 22.5 points or higher in a PPR. He's had two bad weeks. 2 weeks where he did not reach double-digit points.
Okay.
And that was week 7 at Pittsburgh, 7.1. Week 9 at Jacksonville, he had 1.6. Otherwise,
that's
digits.
Jalen Ramsey. That's when Jalen Ramsey got him mad.
When somebody got chosen, somebody out.
It happens.
So that's when he lost his cool. He's been pretty consistent for the most part, but... You know, look, the Bengals need, like, you know, what would help this team? Maybe a fast wide receiver, somebody that, you know.
Well, they had John Ross.
That's where I was going.
I see that now. Man.
You know, but, you know, Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones, right. You're out of it. You're not going to play your fast rookie. He's hurt now. He's on IR. Yeah, his shoulder
but
injury.
But you saw it on that Thursday night game. It was against Texans.
Yeah.
He got, like, the first play.
He fumbles. That was it.
You never see him again. Kareem Hunt fumbled on his first play.
200 yards.
And boom.
I remember I played Kareem Hunt that week. And, you know. Yeah. So there you go. So everyone was talking yesterday about the snow game between Buffalo and Indianapolis. We put in the Indianapolis defense in our lineup yesterday. Once the snow happened, how did that work out? Oh, it was the wrong call. I was like, you know. Anyway, so Indianapolis versus Buffalo. A lot of snow, a lot of fun. Matt, did you enjoy it?
I mean, it was fun to watch. I loved playing football in the snow when I was younger. You know, just it's a cool thing to see on the screen. And the one thing I always look, as a Bills fan, I always look to see who the opponents are every December, because the Bills usually dominate because of the home field, the weather conditions, and stuff like that. I mean, that was pretty much just a game where you hand the ball off. Frank Gore had a career-high 36 rushing attempts. I thought Shady had a chance to be the first running back this season to eclipse 200 yards. He had, like, just over 100 at the half, or right about 100. But that was, you know, hell of a run in overtime. Finished, I think, with a .158, around the buck 60.
156.
Okay. So, I mean, he got it done. The Bills are 7-6, but they do play the Patriots again. The playoffs will not be happening.
Well, listen, the Bills faced Patriots twice, right? Or they faced them once,
They
right?
faced them last week.
Okay, so they have now three games remaining to the Buffalo Bills. You got to face the Dolphins twice and the Patriots. Dolphins twice and the Patriots. Listen, they do their job. They beat the Dolphins
nine
twice.
9-7. I don't think
the AFC?
And AFC 9-7.
AFC 9-7
is
going to get you in.
I don't know. I think Baltimore is...
Baltimore's a lot.
I think Kansas City and...
And the Chargers are going to get in?
I think both those teams.
Okay.
What are the Chargers? Will the Chargers be the first 0-4 team to get in the playoffs? They might be.
Maybe. You know what's so crazy about the Baltimore thing? Watching the Ravens play last night, we're going to see them that Saturday afternoon.
I will say this. As of right now, the Buffalo Bills are in the playoffs over the Ravens because they have the tiebreaker.
Okay. Yeah, I just see that Patriot game. And
the Chargers, actually.
Say they split against the Dolphins. You know, they got
to beat the Dolphins twice.
You know, and who's their quarterback? I don't even know who the quararterback is now. It was Joe Webb? Peterman's in a concussion. The other guy's got a bum knee.
I think they're going to push Tyrod Taylor to go. Peterman's got the concussion. They're not going to start Joe Webb, I wouldn't think. So Tyrod Taylor, I think with the game's not being in the snow, I think there's a major concern for Tyrod. I think it would be him.
The one thing I was thinking about last night, you really seen Alex Collins emerge on the scene. Look, he's had a great season, yards per carry and all that. But if only Baltimore had an elite quarterback.
Alex Collins was running his ass off last night. I was looking at Sutton. I was like, wow.
Ryan Shazier was missed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you definitely can see how. You definitely, you no doubt. You definitely can see how they missed Ryan Shazier, because the way Alex Collins was running, even with some of those rotations on by the Steelers defense, but Alex Collins really got that work. He runs like a madman. I'm very excited about him. I don't own him nowhere. It was a mistake for me to poo-poo him, so I was wrong on that one.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Billy Hayes let you know I was wrong on that
18
one.
18 for 120 when it came to Alex Collins yesterday, which is just amazing how hard he runs.
You see who he's got left? Oh, my God.
And what's cool about him is, like, you saw it coming. You saw him get better and better, and he looked better than Buck Allen and Terrence West and whatnot.
Buck Allen got touchdowns.
He sure did. So, Alex Collins, that's all right. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
You guys all praised your boy Alex Collins. Let's give it up for Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and the Steelers. Big Ben throws it 66 freaking times last night.
66 throws. Shout out to Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
66 throws for Roethlisberger. That's amazing. Over 500 yards passing. That was in my lineup versus Chris Vaccaro, as I took away one of his teams from him.
It's not very nice.
I wasn't going to let him take mine.
NFL record, by the way, is 70.
By who?
What do you want to guess?
Dan Marino?
Nope.
Brett Favre?
No, nope. Boomer.
Nope. I guess I'll just tell you.
I know Boomer had 512 yards.
Wow.
Drew Bledsoe had 70. Drew Bledsoe had 70. Vinny had 69 one game. And then at 68, George Blanda and John Kitna.
Okay.
Then 67, Brian Greasy. And then Big Ben comes in at 66. So there you go. Big Ben, 66 attempts in last night's victory.
I think 38 fantasy points in a 6-point passing touchdown league. Big Ben got it done.
Antonio Brown did too, without scoring a touchdown. 11 for 213.
I mean, listen to the last. When the Steelers came out of the bye, they went at Indianapolis, and everybody was excited for that, even on the road.
Yep.
And they kind of stunk it up. Since then, the last 4 weeks, Ben Roethlisberger in a 6-point touchdown league has 144.7 points. Antonio Brown in PPR has 139.7 the last 4 weeks. And Le'Veon Bell, 117.3.
Fantasy friendly.
They just dominate.
There's no reason. Listen, AB is 1-1. He's going back to 1-1 for me. I understand the running backs and all that, but I'm taking AB at 1-1 because it's just too easy. 30 fantasy points without scoring a touchdown.
Listen to this. On the season, 99 receptions.
Yeah.
1,500 yards, 9 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He might get to 2,000.
He might get to 2,000 yards.
The Steelers.
And 120 receptions.
The Steelers have Patriots at home this week and then at Houston. So if they had to go on the road, you're going at Houston.
Problem is,
road bin.
Problem is, it depends what you have to lock up still. This game against Patriots is very, very big for them.
Yeah.
But no. Want to know why? It's still going to be big. Jacksonville beat the Steelers.
That is correct.
They could put the Steelers in the wild card.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want to get that home. You want to be the two
seed. The one or two.
Well, right now, you're two games up on Jacksonville with three to play. So, next week against the Patriots is a very big game. If Jacksonville loses one more game and they win, then it's over. That means nothing. But right now, the Steelers and the Patriots both at 11-2. Next week's game against in Pittsburgh is a monster game.
Monumental AFC battle for this time of year. These are two teams we'll probably see playing again sometime in January. So let's just get ready to roll up the sleeves and get it done right now. So you knew in the AFC it was going to come to this point. So we get a preview, and then we'll see it again in January, likely the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And here's why it should still be relevant week 16. The Texans are at Jacksonville. Okay. And I got to think, you know, Jacksonville should win this game. And the Patriots and Steelers, if the Steelers lose, that's a one-game thing. So they're going to have to go into Texas.
Especially, and you also have to realize they're going to get the bye. They probably want to stay relatively fresh here. So I think week 16, you're probably right, they'll play. Week 17, they won't, which is irrelevant for our purposes. Le'Veon Bell, he winds up with a really good game in the passing game, of course. They didn't rush the ball at all because it was like, why not?
They've been through the ball 66 times.
Only 13 carries for Le'Veon Bell, 48 yards rushing, but he didn't have two touchdowns. He also caught a bunch of passes. I lost the stats that were in front of me, but he caught a lot of passes.
LeBell.
So nine of them, to be exact, for 77 and a touchdown. Three touchdowns on the day for Le'Veon Bell.
You know what's crazy? In his last four games, these are the targets that Le'Veon Bell has seen: 11, 14, 6, and 10.
That's why he wants to be paid like a
RB1. He wants to be 1-1, too.
He wants to be paid like a running back one and a wide receiver one. The thing about it is he got that marijuana thing.
Here's the thing about AB1-1. What if the Steelers won the Super Bowl or something? Say, best case scenario.
And Ben retires?
Ben retires.
Well,
then it's different. I'm just saying, that's where you got to worry. I mean, I'd be happy with AB, LeBell.
But the same thing goes for David Johnson, though. Bruce Arians and that staff is not going to be back there next year.
They could.
So whoever comes in there could be somebody that wants to manage that situation more. Arians was going to run something to the ground.
Yeah.
A new coach may not look at it that way.
I'll disagree, because if you're a new coach, you want to get off to a good start. And look, this guy has been hurt each of the last 2 years. We forget about it. Week 17, week 1. You can't put this guy in the bubble wrap anymore.
I understand.
It's a short life, shelf life in the NFL. If I'm the new coach, I'm going to feed this guy early and often.
I feel what you're saying, but we have to wait to see who that new coach is.
Somebody
who's going to be like, we're going to take a different approach.
What I do like is that the David Johnson injury was just to his wrist. It wasn't like a knee or a hammy or anything like that. It was a wrist. So those three guys are your 1-2-3 in some order, and it's probably David Johnson third after Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. Jesse James yesterday, 10 for 97 on the tight end.
When you throw the ball 66 times, everybody's going to get some.
You're absolutely right. Except, even Martavis Bryant caught 6 passes, 33 yards.
Hey, look, if you had to put him in a flex, he almost got you 10 points.
There you go.
Let's go to Kenny in Philly to start us off. What's up, Kenny?
Kenny.
Hello.
Kenny's a Kelly. Kenny. Where's Kenny at? Kenny, laugh at them Eagle fans today when you get to work. They're going to be sad. They're going to be sad today.
That's not nice.
I don't care, man. Them Eagle fans are going to be sad. The Beagle fans are going to be sad when you get to work today, Kenny. I know Kenny rock with the Saints, but just laugh at him and let them know they ain't never going to win a Super Bowl.
844-843-6879. The number to call in. I got to be honest with you guys.
Short trip.
I was watching these games yesterday. I am so in on Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G?
He's good. He's really, really good. I get it to Texans. He threw for over 330 yards yesterday. One touchdown, one interception.
We play next week because a lot of Carson Wentz on is going to be picking his ass up.
Good question. Let's see. I bet you they play like...
They are home versus the Titans.
There you go.
I'm interested.
A home game versus the Titans.
I'm interested.
There you go, Carson Wentz on us. Jimmy G be out there, home versus the Titans. Good matchup right there. Kyle Shanahan offense. Marcus Goodwin playing real good. Not to mention they got dump offs of talented back like Carlos Hyde.
No, they don't. And I said this to you. I said this to you a couple of weeks ago when Jimmy Garoppolo became the starter, Matt. That when he's a starter, it's not going to be the dump off game that you had with C.J. Beathard.
Oh, he didn't have no talk.
One target that he was on his fingertips, could have been a touchdown, and that was it. He didn't catch a single pass yesterday.
Yes.
Matt Breida was not targeted a single time yesterday. This passing game with Jimmy Garoppolo has completely changed for San Francisco.
That's Marcus Goodwin numbers now.
It has, and the one thing that was the positive, he lost the targets, which is very concerning. He went from 5 last week down to 1 this week.
It's over.
Yeah, but the one thing I was arguing that could go into his favor, if you believe Jimmy G is going to move the ball and be effective, he got that rushing touchdown. Because, I mean, at the 2 yard line, at the 4 yard line, they gave it to Matt Breida, and I was like, what's going on here?
Yep.
And then on second down, on the 2 yard line, they went to Carlos Hyde.
So Kyle Shanahan enraged me yesterday with how much he paid Matt Breida. He did. 12 carries for Matt Breida.
He can do that.
12
imagine,
carries. It's
imagine
insane,
a Falcon
man.
Fan.
12 carries for Matt Breida yesterday, 27 yards. 14 carries for Carlos Hyde yesterday.
47.
78 yards.
Yeah, he's clearly.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I got to ask, does Shanahan have like a travel ban going to Atlanta?
Listen.
Will you imagine at the airport they'd be huddled up around TSA be and like that guy right there. You see him come through here, he's on a no-fly list.
We said this when it came this week to Marquise Goodwin, and now it's real. 6-for-106 with Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback. Marquise Goodwin goes in your lineup.
Nah, Marquise Goodwin not just a guy that you're putting there as a flyer for a deep threat. Marquise Goodwin is locked in as a wide receiver too moving forward. This guy gets a ton of targets. He's playing excellent football.
I don't know who the best wide receiver in the draft is. I don't know if it's Calvin Ridley or whatnot, but you put this guy on San Francisco, you pair him up with Jimmy G.
I mean, it looks like a really good trade for giving up a second round pick.
You gotta do it.
If you can,
you got a quarterback now.
Yep. Cowboys to get Calvin Ridley.
But here's the thing with Goodwin. I benched Funchess for him, and then I wanted to get Funchess back into the lineup. Just, I knew it was Rhodes, but it was just on the basis of the targets.
Yeah.
When you're going to get that much targets, you seen Cam. It was a broken play. He brought the time.
That's excellent.
He got the touchdown. But he's continually going to throw
Man,
to him.
Because I had Funchess on the team that I got playing Vaccaro going up against Chris. And when they went to the game break and they went to Carolina and I seen Cam scrambling, I was like, catch it! Catch it, you son of a gun! Yes! Devin Funchess, who I hate. got it done.
I mean, look,
shout out to Devin Funchess for getting it done this season.
Devin Funchess, Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
Both have emerged this year.
Yeah, they have. They've been laughing stocks, but now they show that they can be fantasy assets. So good for them.
It's kind of amazing the guys that were laughing stocks just a little while ago, and now are fantasy stars.
Yeah, and Funchess is one of them. Aguilar's in that mix too.
Both of those guys, and I'll be really interested to see where they go next year in drafts. If people will go back to them or not.
Yeah, we got to see the situation in Carolina. He should be similar. He should be a mid-round guy. And then Aguilar, well, his quarterback will have a torn ACL to start the season.
I'm definitely in on Funchess next.
I'm in on
Funchess
too.
More so than Aguilar.
I agree.
I agree.
And by the way, we keep talking about this tight end carousel a little bit. Greg Olsen played the entire game yesterday. It was targeted one time and did not have a point.
I just don't know how. Look, you had to be desperate and you couldn't get anybody in the waiver wire.
They just gave him a contract too, right?
Because there were tight end options available this week.
Yeah.
To go.
Burton
I get it, but we talked about this. Greg Olsen, people started him because Ron Rivera said he's going to play all game, and he did. He played all game.
Yeah, no, it is. Minnesota Vikings defense, obviously, is tough. Olsen may not be fully healthy. They just gave him a contract, so they're going to have to bring him back next year. But Greg Olsen could be starting to see the decline of Greg Olsen.
I have an old man, Jay Stu, 103 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns, including the 60-yard one right up the middle, which Matt was probably crying about.
Yeah, I was glad to see him on his
little face. We'll take a break, answer your calls, and do more when we come back.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Here with you at 844-843-6879. Roto Experts.
It's a mess outside on the transit systems right now in the city.
It's a mess, but from what we're hearing, we're all okay, for the record. And everyone we know is all okay. It seems like everybody, thankfully, is okay.
I think everybody's pretty lucky today, thank God. For, supposedly went off prematurely. So prayers and all that.
One of our homies is a Port Authority police officer. He calls the show. I'm trying to find him on Twitter. I think his name is Joey. Joe and oh man, I wish I could. He tweets at us all the time too. I'm trying to find his Twitter, check in on him and see what's really.
What's going down? I know we Matt just showed me a bit of a video of what happened. It went off prematurely. I read a report that the only person that's injured is actually the man that's in custody. So he basically set this stupid thing and then didn't get away fast enough before they set it off. So good. He's in custody. That should be fun. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. The number to join in. I messed up, man. I messed up going with Carlos Hunt over Davante Adams because Davante Adams is awesome.
Davante Adams is... Yo, Hundley... I'm impressed with Hundley.
I don't know if I'm impressed with Hundley.
I'm impressed with Hundley. I don't know. He's getting the job done. He's getting W's. He's moving the offense to the best of his ability. Listen, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but he's taking his skill set.
Do you want Brett Hundley to be the starting quarterback of your football team?
I want Brett Hundley to be the backup on my football team.
But hey, look. Davante Adams has benefited like no other with Brett Hundley.
Does he go ahead of Jordy Nelson next year, Adams?
Yes. Yeah, look. Absolutely.
Remember when I said that and the people on YouTube act like I was a wild man when I said that this year?
Sure.
Here's the thing with Jordy, though. If, say, Rodgers is healthy, I think it's still Jordy that would have had the better season just because that combination that they have and the touchdowns. And if you just go off of last year, Jordy, I said it coming in, is a different player now. He was kind of like the Devonta Freeman of wide receivers. He owned that green zone. And I don't think that was going to change with Aaron Rodgers. And if Aaron Rodgers comes back this week, not that he's not going to look for Davante Adams, not that Davante Adams isn't going to be good, but you know those end zone plays are going right back to Jordy. I mean, these guys are like peanut butter and jelly.
It's crazy. If the if Chris Boswell doesn't hit a 53-yarder at home, Green Bay, you know, could have beaten Pittsburgh and really could have been set up for a really good chance for a wild card spot right now at the outside looking in. I still have a shot at this thing, though. We'll see what happens. So, you know.
Funny thing about Chris Boswell at home, he's been a beast. When the Steelers are home, and that was for a long time known as a terrible place for kickers.
And he dominates it.
Yeah, no, he really, go look at his home points. It's pretty crazy.
Fantasy-wise, yesterday, Brett Hundley had an amazing day, Corey. 265-3 for Brett Hundley. And Jamal Williams, you know, a lot of people had question marks about yesterday. He got it done. Touchdown on the ground, touchdown through the air. 7-69 through the air yesterday.
Yeah, Jamal Williams getting it done. I'm not tripping off Aaron Jones. Jamal Williams is a player that if you got him, you start him going forward. You cross your fingers. You hope you don't, you know, see too much of Jones. But right now, he's getting it done. And I think and it could be even better when in week 15 when they get Aaron Rodgers back. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
Randall, I'm glad I picked him up.
Randall Cobb, 8 receptions yesterday for 39 yards. Jordy Nelson, really the only one of the guys, didn't do anything, 4-33. I'm really interested to see next week with Aaron Rodgers what changes, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's become Jordy's role now, like 4-30.
Pretty much.
Every week.
Davante Adams is awesome. And then you go to the other side. And after the first 2 drives where Josh Gordon had 3-69 and a touchdown, you're like, holy crap, this is going to be an insane game. He might have 200 yards. And then he didn't catch another pass the rest of the day.
Corey Coleman. I mean, it was good to see Corey Coleman get back involved. Corey Coleman is a good
player. Did you see these two dudes stand next to each other? Josh Gordon and Corey Coleman. Gordon towers over him.
I mean, not for nothing.
It's crazy.
If they can get themselves a quarterback, maybe they should have offered a second-round pick for Jimmy G. If he's only going to go a second-round pick, and they still have a ton of these draft picks, instead of trying to get A.J. McCarron at the deadline, they should have went after Jimmy G.
Sure.
Because now you got Gordon, you got Coleman, and Joku. You got 2 good guys in the backfield. You put a good quarterback in there. This changes everything.
Oh, no doubt about it. But I was shocked, Corey, yesterday when Gordon hit 3-69 after 2 drives, and he finished with that. What happened here?
They went away from him after that. Obviously, the defensive attention was like, okay, wait a minute, everybody, get on him, guard him, and then Kaiser became Kaiser again. But Josh Gordon, man, listen, as an industry, why was we like, no, don't pick up Josh Gordon, don't fool with Josh Gordon, no, Josh Gordon, stay away. As an industry, that wasn't just 1 or 2 people. That was everybody saying that.
So you're saying that we got industried.
We industried the listeners. Because what I don't like about how we played this Josh Gordon thing as an injury, When Son was saying he was going to come back, going to be week 13, we was like, I don't care. Don't pick him up. You pick him up, put him on your bench. I don't care. Leave me alone about it. And then as soon as he came back, we was like, start him.
Yeah,
you he's a wide receiver one.
Well, what was crazy, though, it's been 3 years. It's Kaiser. I mean, there was
a lot of negatives.
Like,
yeah.
There was. Look.
But when you see him on the field, you're like, yeah.
No, he got back on the field. He didn't miss a beat, which is. I mean, credit to his athleticism.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
The thing about it is, the reason why, when it got a little bit closer to him coming back, what I thought was this guy was loaded with drugs and alcohol, and he was killing the NFL. Yeah. Can you imagine what he can do sober?
I hear you. I'm always going to be against the guy missing 3 years.
I feel you.
I mean,
I feel you.
Look, and I said, once again, it is a credit to his athleticism. And hopefully he's on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully he takes advantage of his talent, gets himself paid well, and, you know, has a great future.
I hope so, too. I just want this dude to just stay sober and keep his life on track because he is an absolute beast.
That's Maverick Carter got a hold of him and rallied him.
Hey, good for you. Hell of a job, Maverick Carter.
I mean, in all honesty, is he not a first-round pick next year?
So that was my next question.
Would you rather have Josh Gordon or Julio Jones?
I think right now, if you have a quarterback, you're saying Josh Gordon.
He's a free agent, Josh Gordon, right?
He's a restricted free agent, from what I know.
It means anything can be matched. They had to go. Somebody's got to really want him to go get him.
Yeah.
I mean, work out a trade or something.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm the Browns. I'm not trading this guy.
I mean, we got to see how it shakes out and how it goes. The way it currently sets up right now, he's close to Julio with Deshaun Kaiser as his quarterback.
Dude, Josh Gordon at 26 years old without the injuries that Julio has.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's a restricted free agent. You're absolutely right.
I mean, wide receivers I would draft before Josh Gordon, Odell,
Antonio Brown, DeAndre Hopkins.
That's probably it.
But it's crazy. Like, are you going to make Josh Gordon your first round pick? Like, that's the crazy question to me. Like, he's going to be the guy you start your team with.
We haven't even started yet. We haven't even finished this year yet. We creating controversies for 2018.
I just want to know.
You make him your first round
when
pick.
When you get to like,
and he failed a drug test.
When you get to pick 7, you know it's going to be. You should mention those 3 wide receivers.
Yeah.
Bell. Gurley,
Zeke Johnson.
So that's about 8, around that 8 mark, you know. At worst, he's not going past the turn.
He's not going to fall past the turn.
There's no way.
Here's another name that I think is interesting next year. He's probably going to go a little bit later also, but he's amazing. Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen gets 100 yards every game.
Yeah, no, I mean,
Situation should be the same next year, too.
That's not going to change.
Nothing's going to change.
Keenan Allen Saturday night is at Arrowhead. So, you really.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be liking that.
Would you rather have A.J. Green or Josh Gordon next year?
I'd rather have Josh Gordon over A.J. Green. We got to see what that situation is going to be like. It should be new pieces. It should be a new head coach, and it should be new coordinators.
Would you rather have Michael Thomas or A.J. or Josh Gordon next year?
That's close.
Michael
right
Thomas
there.
Is closer. Yeah. That is very close.
Both
Michael
young, good
his
systems.
Consistency, and you're not nervous about Josh Gordon failing a drug test or anything like that. But the one thing here, if you're the Browns, do you do everything possible to pry Kirk Cousins? To get Kirk Cousins.
It's not prying, it's just paying. You don't do anything, but pay.
Don't you have to match? Don't,
no. If he's franchised.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But you possibly say they want to franchise him, they work out. They say, well, franchise him. Can you work out a trade that way?
You can.
I do try to look at it that way.
I don't know what they're going to do. They might just let him go. The Redskins are crazy.
The Redskins are crazy.
They need to play Colt McCoy.
If the Redskins let him go, the Browns got to just,
open up the draw.
All right, let me continue. This is a fun game for me. Would you rather have Josh Gordon or Brandon Cooks next year?
I'm going to go Josh Gordon.
I think I'll go Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon or Doug Baldwin?
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon or Devontae Adams?
Gordon.
I'm going to still go Gordon.
That's all I got, really. That's it. Mike Evans or Josh Gordon?
I think I would. It's going to be Tampa's going to be different next year.
Yeah, Tampa's going to have probably a new offensive coordinator and everything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Corey pretty much hammered that home how cautious we need to be.
Matt, this is only for you. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have Adam Thielen or Josh Gordon next year?
I'm going to go with Josh Gordon.
That's a tough call right there because Thielen. Well, Teddy Bridgewater will be the quarterback next year, so you don't know how that's going to go. Yeah. Well, the way it's set up now, though, man, Thielen is getting it done.
No, Thielen has been terrific.
The best.
And he What was great about that game, there was a play where he had a touchdown, but he could have caught, and he kind of dropped it. It was
two in a row.
And then he went back and caught the net. You know, caught it.
No, he didn't. Oh, that's right. He didn't. They took it off the board.
Right, that's right.
He took it off. One he should have caught. The next play went in a different direction. And the third one, he called a touchdown. They took it off the board. And I'm like,
that drives me insane about this catch rule. I mean, come on. You come down, your elbow's down.
Everything's down.
So crazy,
but it was just like, whoop.
I saw that somebody else got caught with that too, and then the coach was on the sideline. I was reading the coach lips. He was saying, I was like, wow.
On the Adam Thielen one, I know Mike Zimmer said, "Are you effing kidding me?" And then he just screamed, "F you!"
Yeah,
I saw that. Mike Zimmer's crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get in.
I don't want to mess with Mike Zimmer. He's a good coach, though. Really, really good coach, though. And Mike Zimmer, you feel good for him getting the job.
He was in Dallas
defensive coordinator. Sure, Dallas for a long time.
Defense was terrible.
That was a long time. Then Cincinnati for a long time. And he always actually went to these seminars on how to become a head coach because he had a million interviews but would never get the job done. Eventually, Minnesota gave him a shot.
Good job by Minnesota.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll welcome in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. And then we're going to preview Monday Night Football, and we'll see how many points Kenyon Drake will get. Come on, Jake. Don't let me down, buddy. We'll talk about it when we come back next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
experts.com/DKMS. This holiday season, that is the website you go to learn what it takes to become a bone marrow donor and to help those with blood cancer. And if you can't donate for whatever reason, your bone marrow, please consider donating just $45 to have someone registered. That's all it takes. Every $45 raised helps register one bone marrow donor who could save the life of a patient with blood cancer. Remember, every 3 minutes an American is diagnosed with blood cancer. We give them second chances at life by recruiting bone marrow donors. The DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day. Joining the bone marrow registry only takes 60 seconds. It's swabbing your cheeks and sending it back. They get the job done at DKMS. So please, you get the job done too by going to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and learning what DKMS has to offer. Once again, the website is rotoexperts.com/DKMS. And with that, we bring in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. What's going on, Jakey Jakey?
What's going on, Greg? A perfect time for a Christmas present for us. Yay, Gettleman's the favorite. Yay.
You know what? So I was reading about that yesterday, and I think that's more connecting dots. Like, I know Ian Rappaport reported that, and everyone kind of feels that way. But I feel like once John Dorsey got hired by the Browns, it was just like, all right, so now the only candidate out there is Dave Gettleman. He's got the Giants ties, so that makes him the favorite. I don't really think that like makes him the favorite. I think they're going to I really believe they're going to wait to the end of the season, see what candidates are out there, the Nick Casarios and whatnot, and then make a decision. It might be Gettleman, but I don't think they're going to pull this string on Gettleman until they can interview some more people. I hope, at least.
I can only hope and pray that you're correct, Greg.
Hey, I'm hoping. Now I need your hope.
Was that Jake answering or was that Batman?
I need some hope and prayer myself, Jakey. Tonight,
yes.
What is your projection say for Kenyon Drake?
Kenyon Drake? I actually think he gets over 100 all-purpose yards and a good chance at a touchdown.
Can we make it like 2 touchdowns possibly?
You can make it whatever you want, but you asked me what the projection
is. Yeah. What is your projection, sir, for the New England defense?
For the New England defense?
Yes, please.
Not that great of a day.
Just give me how many fantasy points, give or take.
I'll project fantasy points for defense.
I know.
So
I understand.
I can see them coming away with like 6 or 7.
I agree. So 6 or 7. And you said 100 all-purpose yards for Kenyon Drake, plus a good chance of touchdown, you said.
I had Drake inside my top 10 as my 10th running back this week.
I know.
I was expecting him to get 15, 16 points this week.
So he gets 16, and the Patriots defense gets 6 or 7. All right, I'm going to need a little bit more from Kenny and Drake. I'm going to need like 4 more because I followed your rankings yesterday, and you had Carlos Hyde in that flex ranking above Devontae Adams. So I went with Carlos Hyde, and man.
Wait, was this PPR or standard?
Half.
Okay, well, even that. You need to always check. This is what I tell people on Twitter. Always check with me for flex rankings. I don't do the flex rankings. Fantasy Pros tries to auto-predict those.
So you would have had Adams over Hyde?
I would have, in a half-point PPR, I would have played Adams over Hyde.
But I checked the consensus rankings. I checked your rankings. Jake!
I'm sorry. Blame Fantasy Pros. Tell them they have a better system.
By the way, that's your Monday moment, is me screaming Jake about Devontae Adams and Carlos Hyde. There you go. The Monday moment. Call on target. Today, you're welcome, buddy. Today, during the 4 o'clock hour, and make sure when you do, you scream, Jake! Because that's what the Monday moment is.
And root for Chris Hogan and Rex Burkhead.
And Rex Burkhead. We root for Chris Hogan. We root for Rex Burkhead. We root for Kenny and Drake. And we root against the New England Patriots defense. We root against Jarvis Landry. And that's what we need to do. Jake, how did you do this weekend, man?
I had buys in about half my leagues.
Right.
I was surviving, and I actually won all of them. Except, so the only ones that I was out is the ones that I was already out in. I had 3 or 4 that I was already out in.
Honestly, I feel like I'm the only person sitting at this damn table that's going to lose. Because I didn't start Devontae Adams over Carlos Hyde.
I'm pissed I didn't start Riddick. I would have been number 1 overall in the online championship.
You would have been buying
us. I'm 15th, though.
You would have been buying,
going tonight,
you would have been buying a lot of steak dinners to do that one.
Oh. I'll buy a damn cow.
That's true.
For the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. For the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. And for Wall Street, Matt Modica. My name is Greg Sussman. The Fantasy Football Frenzy comes your way next. I want to thank Don Burns and Chris Ventura for the fantastic job they did. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Good luck tonight. Go, Kenny and Drake!